Hey everybody, welcome to another brand new episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. I am of course Simon, and joining me is my co-host Jeff.
Hey, what's up everybody?
They're good. They're good.
Well, I'm trying to engage the crowd. Is that such a bad thing? Come on, man. Cut me a little slack here. I'm trying to engage the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, all eight of our listeners. Yes, I know. But I got to do what I got to do here.
So. They're good, I think.
We hope. We hope they are.
We hope they're good. I don't know.
We hope they're good.
We haven't heard from them in a while. Except Eddie.
Well, except for Eddie, right? Except for Eddie Young, who does engage us, which is always very cool and whatnot, and coming up with drinking games and other silly things like that. So thank you for that, Eddie. We appreciate that. We always
yes,
do.
It's a lot of fun, Eddie.
In and of itself, it actually is.
Yep. There,
so there.
Drink. So how you been?
All right.
How you've been?
I've been doing okay. I've been doing all right. I, if you can believe it or not, I actually went to the gym for the first time last night, and I'm not as sore as I thought I would be, which is good. I had gone with my wife and a couple of friends and whatnot, and I know they weren't straining themselves that hard either. So I'm like, well, okay, maybe I need to work a little harder. But past that, it's a good start. You know, I did 30 minutes on a treadmill that did some weights and whatnot. So it's a good start. I'm feeling it. I definitely want to get back into it. It's just 7 o'clock at night is not a great time to be going to the gym. As you might well imagine, it's Monday night. Everybody's going to be there after work. And I get that. I mean, I've been to the gym before. I get that. But I don't know.
I guess we entered the Twilight Zone because you went to the gym.
Right? It feels that way. It's like, wow, I actually went. Holy moly. So yeah, I'm excited about it. So I feel the need to go again. So I'm getting there, and I just got to make the time for it. That's really the hard part more than anything else.
And
that's just me.
The next time we'll hear your gym story next year around this time. That was your second time, right?
Everybody needs to eat kale. Nothing but kale. It's a power food, dude. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to
figure like a total gym rat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You won't be my co-host anymore.
Dude, I'm going to start my own podcast on just eating nothing but kale and buffing up and working out. Dude. Right.
Have fun. Have fun.
Smell you later, buddy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not doing that. So, yeah, but it was good to get back to the gym. It felt good. So now I'm actually looking forward to going back again at some point soon. I know I'll be going back Friday, maybe, at the very least, with my wife. I know it's a long time, but originally the plan was to do it
Friday this year
Friday.
Or next year?
This week, fool. But, you know, it was going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but Wednesday is scout night, so I won't be doing it then. And so Friday may or may not happen because I think we're going out to the Hollywood Bowl or something like that. So I just don't know. I just probably just need to just do it on my own and be done with it. But it's just finding the time is the hard part. That's really it.
Basically, you'll get around to it when you have time.
Exactly. Yeah. Just play pretty much like everything else in life.
Yeah. So next year, Jim.
Next year. Hey, Jim, I went to the gym again.
Yeah.
I went again. I went again.
Yeah, you know that's going to happen.
No. I'm actually usually pretty good. When I commit to something, I'm usually pretty good about committing to it. It's a time budget problem. That's arguably like my biggest obstacle is making the time for it. It's either I look for work or I go to the gym, or probably what I'm going to wind up doing is getting like stupid early in the morning, which I used to do, and then go to the gym. And I did that for about a year and a half. I dropped like a bunch of weight and whatnot. I got a lot stronger. It was nice, but they even hired a trainer to like kind of keep my butt in line for, you know, twice a week. It was great. You know, probably the best shape I've been in a long time, but that was 10 years ago. So I'm it's just gonna be that much harder now. But
yeah, you're not as young as you were before.
No, that's usually how time works. It always moves forward and you age a lot. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, that's the direction I'm in. So we'll probably have to do it early in the morning and we'll see how that pans out. Yay. Who needs sleep? You get enough when you're dead. So
true.
Yeah.
Yep. Very true.
There you go. So, hey, we'd love to get feedback on even just that topic, if not just voice actor stuff. You can reach us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We welcome any and all forms of email, spam, correspondence, communication, and even letters from your dad. I mean, why not your dad? I mean, hey, you know, your mom shouldn't be the only person writing to us, even though she writes to us all the time. That's beside the point. But, hey, there you have it. Yeah.
Cool, man. Nice. Disclaimer. That was cut. Right, that was so out of the blue. Yeah.
Right. It totally was. But let me give the disclaimer while we're actually on that topic, and then we can get on to the actual topic of today.
Yes.
We'll go from there. So our disclaimer is that we are not voice acting coaches, as our coffee budget indicates that there is no coffee for anyone. We are describing our experiences because no one cares about you or your experiences. No, of course we do. Shh, not really. No. Shh. Your mileage will vary from ours, and our vehicle is a gas-guzzling Humvee from the early 2000s. And last but not least, we are undiscovered badasses despite the lies you hear about us. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our disclaimer.
Woohoo!
Yeehaw!
All right, let's get on to today's topic. Simon, what is our topic today?
All right, so today I want to talk about learning from your mistakes.
Ooh, we all make mistakes? I can't believe that.
Yes, we all make mistakes. Like, I made a mistake of having you as my co-host.
Oh, so obvious. It was so obvious.
I got to learn from that.
Yeah, I know. And you still haven't learned because you and I are still doing this after, how many episodes was it that Andy told us we'd done?
52?
52? I mean, good God. Obviously, you're a slow learner. That's the way I'm seeing that, but yeah. Whatever.
All right, so learning from your mistakes. I'm a slow learner. I need to learn from that mistake, you know? I need to learn from... You know, finding and selecting the right co-host, you know.
Eventually you're going to clue into that one, but you know, you haven't so far because we keep doing this. So there you go.
Yeah.
But,
I didn't really have a good experience this last week or so.
Oh.
Had a voiceover gig, and you know, didn't win as I expected. So unfortunately it didn't work out between me and this client. I'm not going to name who it is. So
you're not supposed to, but do tell what happened here.
Well,
right? What was the gig about?
I didn't sign anything saying I wasn't. I just doing it out of privacy. So
it's professional. I get that. I wouldn't out the guy if I didn't sign anything either. Although
I'm not going to say what it was, what the project was, what kind of recording it was. Just say I had a gig.
You had a gig. All right. Yeah, you had a voiceover gig. You went there to record, I assume, or you were going to do
it. No,
I
did it at home.
You were doing it at home. Okay. Yeah. So what happened? What led up to this being a mistake, or as it were, and what happened?
I think, you know, after doing so many marketing and then it's just so passive, and, you know, it's been a while since I actually had, like, you know, help someone do something voiceover with it. It's been a while. So.
Right.
You go to that phase where it's like you're just numb and just like, eh. Like, you kind of have this mentality like, oh, it's not going to happen. Yeah, they keep saying, we'll keep you in mind. You know, the same old spiel that you get. So it's like, you don't know. It's not going to happen anytime soon. So.
Oh, you get a little jaded, it sounds like.
Exactly,
yeah.
I
can appreciate
it's
that.
It's like you get kind of jaded and then it's just like, you know, because every day I wake up and I don't see any emails in regards to requesting voiceover from me, so it's more like, you know, I'm sending out more emails than actually getting response. So
yeah, no, well that's the nature of the biz. But I hear you. It gets a little downheartening to not get response for all that you're trying to do to get work. And I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. So it came out like out of the blues, and I was like, it's like a request. Like, what the hell? hell? It's like, wow, that came out of nowhere. And it's been a while. Like, it's been a while. I mean, the way I measure is like the last time I got my hair cut, it was short, and now my hair is like freaking long.
Okay,
so it's been a long time. So, and my hair is really long right now, just to say. And it felt like I was living in a cave or something. Like I haven't left the cave for the sunshine or anything like that. So
no doubt it smells that way too, but go on, please.
No, I still keep it clean. All right.
I doubt that, but go on.
So they asked me to do this recording. I'm like, okay. And I did it. And I made some mistakes in the recording. Like, you know.
Oh.
Just things I should have caught myself doing. For some reason, I didn't. I think probably this sounds like an excuse, but the problem is I didn't ask any questions. Even though I had questions, I don't know why I didn't ask questions, which is stupid. Huh. I don't know why I didn't ask questions. I think I was in a rush trying to fulfill something that I've been waiting for so long, like a request,
right, right.
Sure. I didn't want to mess it up. But by not asking questions, I messed it up even more.
Oh.
So it was stupid of me to not ask questions. And so the moral of the story of this, if you have questions, freaking ask, all right? Because you want to try to get as perfect as you can. And I also assumed that I was, this was like a first take, like a first pass that I would give them, and they'll come back to me and ask for a second one.
Sure, sure.
That was not the case. that was not the case. So, you know, I assumed a lot of things and I didn't ask questions. See, what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of yourself.
We make an ass out of you and me, as the phrase goes. But yes, that's exactly. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So they used your first take, basically, and
yeah, it was like kind of an audition, I guess, which is weird. I mean,
it sounds a little shady too.
No, it wasn't shady. This was a pretty big company. I'm not saying what it was, but looking at the reel, they'd done a lot of big stuff for big clients. You know, this wasn't this wasn't stuff I found on Backstage or anything like that. Okay, nothing.
Right,
like
right.
Nothing. Not that I'm throwing shade at Backstage, but
no, they're not big on the Voice stuff, as we've all discussed. But they've got the gig. So yeah, but go on.
So So basically, there was a middleman. I'm talking to the middleman, the person that in touch. So basically,
right,
they look for the voiceover talent for their particular client. So it's like, not an agent, but it's like kind
of. Yeah,
like
he's your point of contact. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, he's your point of contact. So
this person is point of contact, and you know, they told me that they already went with someone. I was like, okay, I apologize. You know, I wasn't able to deliver on my end, and even though I didn't deliver on my end, not the client, but the middleman. The person that I was in
your contact guy,
yeah, my contact person, they were still offering me to pay me for my time. Oh. But I know some people might have taken it, but I said no, because I didn't do a good job on this. Don't pay me for something I didn't do good on, and I wouldn't feel comfortable taking money for something that I didn't like. The client didn't even like it. Why would I take money from them or from you guys? And I was just, I. Okay, this is just me, but
yeah,
other people might have taken the money because I still spend time doing it. It's like, I don't care if you, that, to me, it's I, like, I don't care if you spend time doing it. It's about the quality of the work. If it sucked, you shouldn't get paid for it. That's how I see it.
Well, okay, no, I can appreciate your viewpoint of that. I differ with you on that. When you put time into something, into a paid gig, whether they use your material or not is not relevant. You should still get paid for your time. It's arguably like going into work for a few hours and they say, okay, well, we're going to have to fire you anyways and whatnot. You still are supposed to get paid for the few hours you worked, whether you did a good job or not, arguably. I mean, if you did a good job,
that's different. You're working for Zone. You're not running.
Well,
no.
You're working for them. It's true. You didn't sign anything. You didn't have a contract. They didn't even, arguably, they didn't have to legally pay you anything either for that. But they were willing to pay you for your time. I would have absolutely taken the money. I would have probably felt bad about it until I bought something with the money.
See, but that's why I didn't want that freaking guilt.
Yeah, you know what?
Because I didn't do a good job. And, you know, I think for me, it's always about customer service. And and I hope other people would think that way too. It's just basically,
well, yeah,
this is a great gray area. If you want to take the money, that's fine. Maybe you don't feel that way, but I do. I was like, hey, you know what? I didn't do a good job. And I want repeat business. So, you know what? I'm learning from this mistake. And basically, I know what I need to do for next time.
Right.
Basically, if I have questions, I'm going to freaking ask. Like, what exactly do the clients want? Like, what kind of style? Like, any reference or things like that. So I know more about it. Where I didn't do that. So that was on my end. I should have asked.
That's true. I mean, but even that aside, I still think you should have taken the money because I tend to look at it as
I wouldn't have. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. But see, for me, it's more of you. This is what you do professionally. This is what you get paid to do. Whether they use your material or not, whether you're happy with your work, isn't all that relevant. They at least were willing to pay you for your time, and that arguably that's actually a rare thing that we tend to see in our field. People are more than happy to go, oh, you know, I'd love to have you do this for free. Oh, I'd love to have you like not have to pay you because we don't have the budget for it. We're working on our Kickstarter, or whatever excuse they come up with not to pay you for your time or your work. You know, that was like an inverse opportunity, if you will, to where the guy was willing to pay you. Yeah, we're not going to use your work, but we appreciate your time. Here's X number of dollars for your time. that's fine. You totally should have taken that money. Just professionally speaking, I think you should have taken that. I get why you did. I don't agree with it.
I agree to disagree. I just couldn't because yeah. I feel like being as someone that was offering their service, you know, you under deliver and sometimes you just
okay.
I mean, like think of it, you know, like you know, if you have like a your own service or something, like a car mechanic, you know, just
yeah,
you know, it's just if they fix the car the first time around, okay, right, and then the customer brings it back the second round, they don't charge you for a second time.
Depends on if it's the same problem.
Yeah, I mean, most mechanics.
Same problem, I could see that.
Most mechanics that I've been to, they whenever I bring it back to them, like after they fixed it, you know, they don't charge again. You know, they don't charge again for their time. They're just like, hey, no problem. Even one time, I brought my car to a mechanic, and you know, they looked at the problem for free, and then like asked them like, oh, how much is it? Because you did all this stuff. Like, oh, it's okay, man. It's, you know, so minor. You know. Don't worry about it. Well, so it's having good rapport and good customer service as well. I understand taking the money, you know, for getting paid for your time. But, you know, it's just me. I just couldn't do it because I don't feel like I did a good job and just... I
can appreciate what you're saying. I do disagree with you on that. I mean, I'll give another example. It's funny. I was just talking about this the other night. There sometimes when you have to do like data entry, just as an example, it takes like forever and a day to enter in all this data and whatnot, 3-4 hours time to be able to go and do it. If you were able to come up with a routine or a software that actually will shorten that for you, okay, to say an hour to do all this work and whatnot, is it okay to actually bill for the 3 hours it would normally have taken you to do it by hand if you're able to get some software that could do it for you at an hour? Can you bill for the 3 hours?
Yeah, but you're doing the job, you're doing it well.
Right, but that's the difference. Well, okay. But see, my point is that it's a gray area because you're not actually doing the actual work in the time you're saying. Yeah, you're billing for 3 hours even though you're not actually working for 3 hours. Same idea. Is that a mistake to bill somebody? Is it unethical? You can go in that way. And this is going in a completely different direction. I admit that. But my point is simply that we should value our time and working. I mean, whether you're doing a good job or not is important. I agree with that. But they took your work. They were willing to, and they obviously were willing to pay you for the time it took you to record your stuff. So you should have taken the money because you did the work they asked you to do. Just because you didn't like it, and arguably they didn't because they thought, now we'll go with somebody else, they were willing to pay you for your time for doing it. And so I feel that even though you felt you made a mistake in not providing your best work on that, and I can appreciate that as much as the next guy, for me, it's like, okay, well, I did what I could. I could have done better. I'm sorry it wasn't what you're looking for. And granted, it's entirely possible that as bad as you say your work was, it may not have just been what they wanted to hear. It may have been, yeah, okay, we don't want to go with this voice at all. And they just said, yeah, no, we'll pass on this guy. Let's go with this other guy who's got, you know, a different tone.
There's something I don't want to talk about on the air. It's more private. It's, you know, they have my samples before. So they know they know what they were getting.
Okay, well,
So right. It's different. It just felt like, I don't know, for me, I guess I'm just like this, like, hey, I didn't do a good job. Don't freaking reward me for something I didn't do good at. Just don't. That's all right, how I am. Well, I don't care.
Okay.
Look, it's like, you know, it's like a math problem. If I haven't got the answer, then yeah, you have to keep working at it till you get the answer, you know?
No, that's true. Do math. You have to. There's only one answer anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's just like, hey, I don't know, who did Einstein ever got a Nobel Prize? No, I don't think he did, but like, let's theoretically speaking, like Einstein, you know,
okay,
is trying to solve a math problem or a science problem, right. And let's say Einstein Nobel Prize existed at the same time, okay, even though they didn't, I don't think they did.
You know, I'm not even sure off the top of my head. Yeah, I'm not even going to worry about that, but go on.
Okay. You get an Nobel Prize. You got to do a really good job at something. You know, if Einstein was doing a math problem and he didn't solve the problem, would the people at Nobel Prize say, hey, good job in trying. Here's a Nobel Prize. You don't get a reward for trying. That's my
opinion. That's a good argument. I see what you're saying about that, but I could argue there's also second and third, but obviously not with Nobel Prizes.
But I get
what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but when it comes to work though, you should get paid for your time regardless. That's more how I look at it. But I understand it's different.
Like for me, it's different because you are your own boss, and you gotta have the good impression too. So like every time you have to at least try to deliver the product. And yeah. I think it really depends on the situation. I mean, if they actually liked what I deliver, and then all of a sudden they didn't want to continue, then yeah, I would have charged. But the fact that they didn't like it, so you know, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I underperform or under deliver. So you know what, I still want to keep doing business if you guys have other work, you know, just kind of also keep a fresh relationship too. You don't want to like, you know, because you know, if they reach me out for me, if they reach out to me for a second time, and if I messed up again, it's over.
Yeah. So yeah, that's true.
You gotta kind of have to balance it. So the first time, yeah, I'll let it go, you know, because I didn't do it right. Second time, if I ask the questions and all that, and they like it, and if they do proceed with it, but then all of a sudden they change their mind, then yeah, I will want to get paid for my time. That's how I see it. And you know, I guess like for me, it's like I always want to be first place. I don't want to deal with second place or third place,
because that sort of thing only works with horseshoes and grenades. So yeah, no, I totally get that.
Yeah, so I mean, just like, just thinking back of my Einstein and Nobel Prize, which they don't exist together, because I think the Nobel Prize came way later than Einstein did. So
right.
I don't know why that was a metaphor. I mean, that was like a sample that I didn't even thought about. Just that's how I see it. So
yeah.
That's how I think about it. But you know what? We'll continue this conversation after this break.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Thank you guys for listening to our sponsor, and welcome back. We just looked at our coffee fund, and there's only enough for one person.
Woo! Well, I guess you and I are having half a cup, right?
I said one person.
Oh, dude, you suck.
I said one person.
Dude, well, I'm going to take it and go run with the Denny's and get some, man. I'm telling you. It's...
Gosh, yep. No, we could do better than Denny's.
Well, okay, we looked up the price of coffee somewhere, because we know at Starbucks it's like 4.5 depending on what you get. Even the Java there, things like goes for 3 and a nickel or something. I don't even know exactly they go for. Over at Denny's, it's $2.99 a cup. So that's why I even bother. And it's infinite refills. So you and I could technically share a mug of coffee.
I don't want to share.
I don't want to share with you either, but you know what? The money says we have to.
No, we don't.
We're not getting our own cups of coffee.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not sharing.
I could be that way about it. All right.
Yes, fine. I'm going to be that way.
Fine.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. So, Jeff, have you ever learned from your mistakes in terms of voiceover?
Yeah.
Any
actually,
mistakes that you made?
Yes.
You want to share?
Yes. Are you done? Yes, I'm done.
Yes, I'm done. All right.
Not are you sure? I wasn't sure for a moment. No, seriously. No, I did. One thing I have learned, and this arguably will probably be a big one, definitely in the realm of voiceovers, would be learning how to say words correctly. And the word in question actually was citadel, believe it or not.
Citadel.
It's a C-I-T-A-D-E-L. I had thought it was actually pronounced citadel, or you could actually say it either way. And apparently I was wrong about that. And I even insisted with the client that, no, I think you could say that. And this guy is not even native or doesn't speak native English. And he's correcting me on that. And so I actually looked it up, and I'm like, crap, he's right. Ugh. I'm an idiot. I'm an ass. I'm like, all right. So I corrected it, obviously, and took care of it. And I apologized. I knew you were right. I should have looked that up. That was my bad. And I should have double checked that. So that was my bad. So that's actually like my big story, but it's very applicable to a lot of things. But in the course of voice work, you will come up with a lot of bizarre words. You will come up with a lot of weird names, which if you're not sure how to pronounce it, you can make a stab at it, or you can certainly ask, hey, how do you pronounce this? But if it's an audition, it may not be so big a deal in and of itself. I mean, if the poster doesn't provide a pronunciation, it may seem obvious to him or her.
You can try Googling it.
You could try Googling it, but yeah. But if it's a name, chances are it's not something you could really Google, depending on what it is that they made the name up.
Yeah, if they made something up, then it'll probably be hard. But if it's
you'd be out of luck at that.
Yeah, but if it's like a commercial, and
well, if it's a commercial, yeah, you're right. Chances are you're gonna.
Chances are you could probably see past commercials and kind of hear
exactly
the name. So
exactly, and that's the thing. So that's probably like one big mistake I had to kind of learn from. Okay, you know what? Ask the question. How do you pronounce it? If it's a name, you know, just make a best guess, and then they can correct you later if you get the part. But that's what I've learned about it is that, you know what? Don't argue with how words are pronounced. Look it up. If you're not sure, if somebody says, hey, I think it's pronounced this way, look it up. Make sure to go, you know what? You're right. Oh, no, this is what I found. You know, be professional about it. Don't be a joke. No, I think it's this way. Right? So I went that route, and that was dumb on my part. He and I still work together, so it's not too big of a deal. But I felt like an idiot. I'm like, okay, that was really stupid on my part. So
yeah.
So there you have it. So that was me. And I'm like, okay, so that's so yeah. Word pronunciation. That's my big mistake that I have learned from. Yeah.
Notice in both our stories, or the key thing that we shall do is ask questions.
Ask questions. Absolutely.
Ask
yeah.
Your questions.
Get clarification. Yeah. Know exactly what you're being asked to do, because you know it's granted. I mean, it's possible. Maybe you might get onto to a call, or you might actually verbally speak with somebody. Then that actually gets a lot easier. Then you can say, okay, but how do you pronounce that exactly? Then type out your own enunciation so that you know how it's supposed to be said properly. But otherwise, as opposed to guessing. So yeah, but yeah, don't be afraid to ask questions. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have any kind of anxiety or whatever issues are with dealing with people face to face or verbally or whatever. Suck it up, ask the question. Just say, hey man, I don't know how this is pronounced. How do you do that? And save yourself the grief. At least like, hey, I want to get this right for you. How do you say this? There you go.
Yeah,
I mean, problem solved.
Problem is solved. Just ask problem your questions. Solved. Just ask your questions, and there's no excuse, all right? Just ask a question, all right? If you have questions,
I need
ask.
To ask you a question. Sorry. Anyways, it's... yeah. All righty. Well, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head to talk about what mistakes I've made, although I'm sure I've made quite a few, but none come to mind at the moment, apart from the word enunciation and whatnot. Just leave the jokes alone, Simon. I already smell them coming a mile away, man.
But it's pretty cruel. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's cruel. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Because you're just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're opening your doors for a joke.
I know. Literally. I know. Let's hear me why I open this Pandora's box, can of whoop ass, and open right in my face. Yeah, I saw that coming.
You know
I totally
should
saw
have.
That coming. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this podcast, we'd love to have you subscribe to us. You can listen to us on Anchor FM, Spotify, Google, Apple, Player FM, CastBox FM, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Overcast, and last but not least, iHeartRadio. So please feel free to subscribe and like us and all that good stuff, and you'll get updates. And if you actually are willing to admit that you listen to our podcast on some social media, anywhere that you can find us, we will definitely make you part of our listed listeners. You will become listener number 9.
Ooh, number 9.
I'm excited about that. I'd love to get a listener number 9. That'll be fun. And then we can actually make all sorts of Beatle references, right? Number 9. Number 9. Be a good time for you if somebody wants to be listener number 9. Just saying.
Okay. Okay, whatever.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks for that boost of support there. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Bye, man. I can just throw that joke at you right now if you want me to. Right?
Just stop. God, jeez.
Yeah, we'll stop. We'll stop.
Sure you will. I know you better than that. See, I know. I just know.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode. Until next time, bye, everyone.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Music is provided by MotionArray.com.